Welcome to my kitchen at about 10 past 10 on a Sunday evening, second Sunday in November. You can imagine how I felt when I read these lines. One day you finally knew what you had to do. One day you finally knew what you had to do. And I thought, oh my goodness, when is that day going to come when I will know what I have to do, what I have to do in order to become the person I can become if I make a bit of an effort. Then I noticed that the title of the poem is The Journey. After that, I was smitten, completely smitten. It's one of the two poems by Mary Oliver which led to me thinking of her for many years as the greatest living poet, as far as I was concerned. Here she is reading The Journey, her poem that I think was written as far back as the 1960s. I'll have to look that up. But here she is in a recording of an evening in New York, which must have been stunning. The 92nd Street in New York. Here we go, Mary Oliver, The Journey.
Especially for Eve.
One day you finally knew what you had to do and began. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried, but you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice which you slowly recognized as your own that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save.
I'll now read the poem. Just hearing her reading it has me feeling younger. Here is The Journey by Mary Oliver. One day you finally knew what you had to do and began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice, though the whole house began to tremble and you felt the old tug at your ankles. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do, though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible. It was already late enough and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds. And there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Oh. Gonna read it again. Every time I've read this poem, the more I make the journey into being myself, whatever that means, but being at home in my own skin, being at home in my own values, being at home in my own imagination, the more I become myself. So here we go, the journey. One day you finally knew what you had to do. One day you finally knew what you had to do.
And
began, though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. Though the voices around you kept shouting their bad advice. Though the whole house began to tremble, and you felt the old tug at your ankles. The old tug at your ankles. Mend my life. Mend my life, each voice cried. But you didn't stop. You knew what you had to do. Though the wind pried with its stiff fingers at the very foundations, though their melancholy was terrible, it was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. It was already late enough, and a wild night, and the road full of fallen branches and stones. But little by little, as you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds. As you left their voices behind, the stars began to burn through the sheets of clouds, and there was a new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world. A new voice, which you slowly recognized as your own, that kept you company as you strode deeper and deeper into the world, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save, determined to do the only thing you could do, determined to save the only life you could save. Mary Oliver, The Journey.